There is nothing more amazing than seeing a soul go from purgatory and into heaven. Saint Francis of Rome gives us this vision. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this chapter on her vision of heaven is short, so I want to suggest the following. First, I want to begin with prayer, invoking the Blessed Mother because she's at the center of it. And then, if you're able to, I want you to close your eyes and let her guide your imagination so that you can see what she sees through what I say. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's begin. The attention of Francis was then drawn to the souls which were taken from purgatory and brought to the kingdom of heaven. These were ones who had completed their assigned term of penance, purgation, and purification, and so they had ascended to the very uppermost and lightest portion of the realm. The sight of a soul departing from purgatory was truly amazing and caused Francis's heart to be filled with unbounded joy and wonder. The glorious Queen of Heaven would descend on a cloud of golden light. She was robed in a garment of azure blue, which glimmered like a sapphire, and upon her head she wore her 12-starred crown of celestial majesty. Her beauty was such that Francis could find no words to describe it, but which simultaneously far exceeded both the radiance of the noontide sun and all its splendor, and the serenity of the moon as it floats through a tranquil sky. The Mother of God, having descended to purgatory, would then lead the fortunate soul that had completed its time of purgation from there into heaven and take it to the choir of angels among which it had merited to be placed. As Blessed Mary, together with the soul, passed through the various angelic choirs, there would be immense joy and jubilation, breaking out at the sight of another one of the beloved children of God being taken to its blessed and everlasting homeland. But the greatest rejoicing took place in the choir to which the soul was assigned as its destination. In that celestial choir, there would be a great festivity of exaltation and holy mirth. As for Francis, she was given the grace to be able to witness the departure of many souls from purgatory and their ascent to heaven in the company of the Mother of God. When she revealed or described this to her spiritual father, which she frequently did under holy obedience, her face would begin to glow as if set aflame with celestial fire. This came about particularly when she called to mind the ineffable sweetness of the singing of the angels, together with the chorus of the souls of the blessed. For the pure and mellifluous harmony of this eternal hymn of praise exceeded all that the human mind could grasp or imagine. When Francis recollected this and attempted to describe it, it was as if her soul would melt with ecstatic joy, like a piece of soft wax liquefying in the warming presence of some heavenly fire. She related that the souls of the blessed in heaven were of greater perfection and nobility than the angels. But the song of the angels remained more beautiful and pure, and the melodies which they sang were more subtle, agile, and sweet. Nevertheless, the song of the Queen of Heaven entirely transcended that of both the angelic multitude and all the souls of the saints. But Francis confessed that there were many things in her visions of heaven which she could not comprehend, and that those things which she did witness, she perceived only in an unclear and obscure way. This was, she said, because she remained in the state of sinful mortal life, and did not yet possess a complete purity, which was requisite to behold these things perfectly. The beatific vision itself, which is the experience of gazing upon the highest mystery and glory of the Divine Trinity, was received in varying ways in the different choirs of angels and different ranks of the saints. For those who were higher and exalted enjoyed this wonderful vision with greater clarity and completeness according to their rank and station. And the souls of those saints who had been more distinguished in merits and virtue during their earthly lives possessed more capacious and subtle powers of perception and comprehension in heaven, and could therefore enjoy the beatific vision there more fully and gloriously. Here concludes the visions of St. Francis of Rome of hell, purgatory, and heaven. What you saw in your mind and heart, keep hidden in you as a treasure. Because when we suffer in our lives, and particularly when we pray for the souls in purgatory, there's difficult times when we lose motivation, when we're perhaps bored with it, or we aren't as consoled as we have been before. But this treasure of imagining them being released from purgatory and into heaven is what can fuel our love for them for the rest of our lives, knowing that we have the grace and the privilege of being able to give this immense an unmeasurable gift to a multitude of souls. May this vision inspire your love for the souls in purgatory, knowing that you are giving heaven to them through your prayers and sacrifices and God's grace working in us. I will see you in the next one.